Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy skies. High of 83, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 63, overcast skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 80. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 75.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Farmers have been dealing with a drought for years now, but one crop is doing just fine. Those are pumpkins, and with fall upon us, it is perfect timing. Tom Brown, the owner of Meadowlark Farm Orchard and Cidery, told KSN about the quality of his patch.
Different cost centers and also profit centers. And they all produce money and cost at different times of the year. So, and different times of the year equals different seasons, different seasonal risks.
In Geary County, along westbound I-70, a semi-truck fire resulted in a grass fire. Crew said that the interstate had been shut down due to that fire, and the smoke around it closed down the eastbound lanes as well. Kansas Mid-American Network News. I'm Felix Johnson.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty at 40, yeah. You can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65-325. Sale price 64-325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Fords for 60 months. 1667 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10-2-2023.
The Crawford County Sheriff's Office and the City of Pittsburgh Police Department operational systems are down, being that they're connected. This comes after a cyber attack pushing both systems offline, and the disruption is between the two offices. And the disruption will last until both of them are reconnected. Important documents like the jail's inmate roster are a part of those systems. Time is running out on the completion of surveys across the state for Kansas transportation issues ahead of meetings scheduled for October. Every 2 years, the Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program holds a meeting for Kansas residents, business owners, and representatives to give feedback on transportation needs in the state. For deadlines and links to the survey, go to KSN.com. The General Motors plant in Kansas City, Kansas has gone idle, leaving thousands without work amid the UAW, United Auto Workers, strike. About 2,000 UAW members work at the Fairfax plant in KCK. The union has put pressure on Detroit companies like Ford, GM, and Stellantis. Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. The 2024 Teacher of the Year Award has gone to Scott Phillips from Aurora Middle School. He's a math teacher. He was selected out of the three finalists for his approach to teaching and his phenomenal attitude.
One of my main objectives is for them to leave my classroom by the end of it all with more confidence in themselves when it comes to math, because math can sometimes be a pretty scary subject for students or for people, because they look at it as like, well, I'm either a math person or I'm not a math person. So I have obviously a passion for teaching middle school kids, but more so I want them to understand that math is not a scary thing, and that they can walk away knowing that they're going to use it in their lifetime in whatever it may be.
A student in Phillips' second period class said that he doesn't only teach, he teaches life skills and so many more things that are more applicable than just math. Phillips also plays guitar in his classrooms, and he sings different songs with his students. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty F40, yeah. You can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65325. Sale price 64325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Fords for up to 60 months. 1667 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10-2-2023.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Small non-farm businesses in 11 counties, including Marshall and Washington, are now eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration to offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought that began September 5th. Small non-farm businesses, small ag cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible. They should contact Farm Service Agency or the U.S. Department of Agriculture for assistance. The Attraction Development Grant Program is designed to assist developing sustainable, market-driven travel experiences within the state of Kansas that will influence destination travel decisions by identifying travel customers and creating economic impact resulting from the creation of jobs, capital investment, revenue, and visitation in the state. Funding for the Attraction Development Grant Program is provided by Kansas Tourism, and grants are currently available. Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund announced that Kansas has been awarded $40 million from the U.S. Department of Treasury for a new program, the Capital Projects Fund Accelerator. The program will provide local communities with funding to build or renovate multi-purpose facilities that create new licensed child care slots and provide Kansans access to high-speed internet. There are two submission deadline options. The first is approaching October 2nd, second round deadline December 18th. Applications will be submitted online via the Kansas Common App portal. Valley Heights Elementary was among four Kansas schools named a 2023 National Blue Ribbon School by the U.S. Department of Education. 353 nationwide earned the honor, which recognizes overall academic performance and progress in closing achievement gaps among students. Up to 420 schools may be nominated annually, and USD 498 Superintendent Sean Spoons commented this week that the district is immensely proud of this achievement, noting that it inspires them to continue striving for excellence in education. Washington County Historical Society educational meeting Thursday evening at 7 at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room will focus on the National Orphan Train and an orphan train stop in Washington in 1908. The meeting is free and open to the public. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday available to anyone in need of food with no income requirements. Some frozen food, boxes of dry and canned food will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center as supplies last beginning at 9 a.m. Contact the Agency on Aging for information at 562-5522. Fabulous Finds on 99 this weekend features 233 miles of garage sales, flea markets, and business specials in communities along and adjacent to K99 Highway from Marshall County South across Kansas. Beginning this fall, Kansas will have no fall turkey hunting season due to declining populations at state and regional levels. Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission announced after hearing recommendations from staff over the course of four public meetings. The estimated statewide fall harvest of turkey was less than 500 birds last year. Hanover is celebrating homecoming this week. Crowning will be Friday against the Blue Valley Rams. Homecoming queen candidates are Caden Shotty, Tessa Losey, Caitlin Clipp, and Kinsley Jenneman. King candidates are Brigham Bruna, Hayden Behrens, Patrick Cook, and Keaton Bruna. TNDY will air the homecoming match versus Blue Valley Friday evening with a 7 o'clock kickoff live on FM 95.5. Sue Ann Morris, age 73, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Sue Ann Morris. James A. Jim Vogt, age 79, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Vogt.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. More scattered showers may continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Showers continue into Friday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more showers likely into Friday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Showers are likely all day Saturday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and upper 80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And more rain likely into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. A bit cooler into Sunday, still a chance for some rain showers, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And more rain possible throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 80, record high on this date 101, the average low 55, and the record low 29. Sunrise this morning 7:14, sunset this evening at 7:27.
Overwintering insects are looking for warm winter lodgings. Some advice on putting out a no occupancy sign on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 21st. It is the 264th day of the year, and author Stephen King has a birthday. Ladybugs, box elder bugs, cluster flies, and stink bugs all overwintering insects that would love to find a cozy spot in your home for the winter. They can slip through an opening no larger than the width of a credit card, so be meticulous when sealing potential access points. Concentrate your efforts on the south and west or sunniest sides of your home. That's where they'll congregate for warmth. And if some should slip into the living area, don't panic. They're annoying but virtually harmless. Insecticide is rarely called for. A vacuum cleaner is the most efficient weapon against the sluggish, nearly dormant insects. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
When Sunday rolls around, you don't feel like cooking. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has you covered. Every Sunday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., their all-you-can-eat barbecue buffet is served. A changing menu every week with still the best barbecue around. And now a full buffet on Sunday. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Hamus Trucking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central Thunder fall sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the fans will be showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hamus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair. Go Thunder! Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder fall sports teams good luck in upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. Will Howard, the quarterback for the K-State Wildcats, is questionable heading into the UCF game, along with Trayshawn Ward, the running back, being doubtful. This comes after Daniel Green, a six-year linebacker, being done for the entire season after a pectoral injury. Backup quarterback Avery Johnson and backup running back DJ Giddens will likely have larger roles in the Big 12 opener against the Knights. In the KU game against BYU, two brothers will be going up against each other. Darius and Quentin Lassiter have the opportunity to go up against each other, with Darius being a wide receiver for the BYU Cougars and Quentin being a cornerback for the KU Jayhawks. Their father, the late Kwame Lassiter, played football at KU before going to the NFL, and their older brother, Kwame II, played receiver at KU and is now a Cincinnati Bengal. Darius told the media earlier this week that this game means a lot to him and that his brother and him have dreamed of playing against each other and also together. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home, and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available, or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
In Sunday's win over the Jaguars, Travis Kelce returned to the field after hyperextending his knee and having a bone bruise in the final practice before the game against the Lions. Kelce caught four passes for 26 yards and a touchdown, but some personal fouls in his continuing injury recovery have introduced a new element to his comeback. Kelce had one flag for unnecessary roughness and another for unsportsmanlike conduct, but he was not flagged for punting the ball into the stands after scoring his first touchdown of the season. Head coach Andy Reid said, quote, "Travis was fighting Travis," end quote. Due to the weather and the injury, Kelce found himself frustrated with the game. He also had the general frustrations about the offense and being less productive overall, being that he only had 26 yards and the Chiefs' offense only scored 17 points. Kelce also said, quote, "I'm not going to say it was an issue at all. Everything you saw out there was 100% what I could give," end quote. Kelce looks to have an increased role as the Chiefs host the Chicago Bears, sitting at 0-2 in week 3 of the NFL season. Mid-American Network Sports.
Twin Valley League Volleyball, Hanover remains atop the league 8-0. They're 17-3 with Frankfort 5-1, 10-4. Valley Heights is third at 5-2, 11-8. On Tuesday, Clifton Clyde tripped Axtell, while Axtell took Blue Valley. Lynn topped Frankfort. Lynn took Onega, and Frankfort took Onega. Hanover beat Washington County. Washington County tripped Valley Heights. Washington County and Hanover over Donovan West. Donovan West and Hanover took Valley Heights. Hanover wins pool play Saturday at Republic County Invitational, fell to state-ranked Beloit semifinals. Washington County finishes fifth. This Saturday, the Axtell Invitational will host Axtell, Frankfort, Lynn, Valley Heights, and Wakefield. Last Thursday, cross-country at the Cool Springs Golf Course at Onega. Bussing of Axtell wins first place. Shaughnessy of Axtell is sixth, and Fulkerson of Centralia seventh among top 20 finishers. In the girls' division, Baker is third from Washington County. Falstrip of Washington County finishes 12th. Marysville High School girls' tennis team finishes first in singles and doubles at Lawrence Tuesday. Kramer wins first, Winkler third in singles. Latta and Spurgeon were first in doubles. Freeze and Vering finished second. Marysville tennis team took round-robin competition here last Thursday. They are at Concordia Thursday this week and will host the 1-2-3A regional at Marysville October 6th and 7th. Marysville boys cross-country team finishing fourth, their last meet at Clay Center Thursday. Their last meet, Silas Miller placed 7th, Nathaniel Miller 20th among top 20 finishes.
Green Valley League in 2023 has had more state-ranked teams than any other small school league across the state of Kansas. So far, we've seen a lineman with a game-winning touchdown, a volleyball player with best kill percentage in the state, and on any given night, at least a couple of games that have come down to the final minutes. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight, a product of KNDY Radio. Check out new shows multiple times a week to keep you updated on the happenings of the TVL. That's the TVL Spotlight under the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Friday night football action, Marysville at Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Blue Valley Randolph, live on FM 95.5. Cape Rep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Pregame coverage at 6:45 with 7 o'clock kickoffs, live on KNDY, KNDYradio.com, and on our free mobile apps. Plus, tune game nights for the Farm Euro Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
Experimentation is part of the fun of gardening. Saving seeds from your favorite flower for next year's garden, or even the next generation, is something you might like to try. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Keep in mind that all flowers will not come true from seed. Hybrids and those pollinated by the wind or insects may produce offspring unlike the parent plant. But the surprise offspring can add to the fun. Use heirloom or older varieties when looking for consistency. Timing is critical. The seeds, not the flower, need to be full-sized to mature. This is usually when the seed pod that houses the seeds turns brown and brittle. Collect the seed heads and separate the seeds from the pod. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator. Label a container with the name of the plant and the year it was collected. This will make spring planting go much easier. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In November of 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald shot President Kennedy. Just 2 days later, Jack Ruby shot Oswald. Deputy Eugene Boone soon found the assassination of the president now had a personal connection. Boone's time working with Jack Ruby is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short shows on many topics to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Deputy Eugene Boone was the officer that found the rifle used by Lee Harvey Oswald on the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository.
Interestingly, before he became an officer, he worked in the advertising department of the Dallas Times-Herald.
I handled all the theater and nightclub advertising in Dallas County. Jack Ruby was one of my clients, and I knew Jack and had known him for several years.
Eugene's wife, Charmaine, had met Jack Ruby at the newspaper office several times as well. On Sunday morning, November 24, 1963, just 2 days after the president had been shot, Boone was on duty and heard there was a shooting at City Hall where Oswald was being transferred.
As I came in the sheriff's office, I came around the switchboard and the operator said, "You have a phone call." And it was Charmaine. She said, "I was watching this on TV and it looked like Jack Ruby shot Oswald." I said, "No, it couldn't be Jack, but it was."
He came to know Ruby well over the time he received newspaper ads from him.
Jack was an unusual sort of person. I know that he had underworld contacts, and I know that people over the years have tried to say that he was influenced by the mafia and so on and so forth to do that. I don't believe that.
He has his own reasons why he believes Ruby shot Oswald.
There's no denying that he was a Kennedy supporter, but I believe Jack thought that he could shoot Oswald, be the man that shot the man, you know, the code of the West, and that no jury would ever convict him, and he could go back and be the main attraction at his carousel club.
There's one more piece to our story, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a residential real estate auction with vehicles, a riding mower, collectibles, and household items for the Gerald Harry Estate. Saturday, September 23rd, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1400 Alston in Marysville. Vehicles sell at 11:30 and include a 2018 Ford Escape, 1997 Ford Ranger two-wheel drive. Tools include a table saw, air compressor, cordless drill, 18-inch chainsaw, metal nut and bolt cabinet, a John Deere 22-horse 48-inch rotting mower. Appliances sell after the real estate, including an electric smooth-top range, 18-foot refrigerator, washer, and electric dryer. Furniture items include a roll-top desk, queen-size bed, chest of drawers, 6-foot lighted curio cabinet, plus collectibles, geos, cameras. Guns sell after 11:30, coins sell after 11:30, and the real estate sells at noon. It's a well-kept single-level, one-plus-bedroom home, full basement, detached, two-car garage and shop, corner lot property a block from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in the Dargetts Park. This is state auction for Jerry Harry, Saturday, September 23rd, 10 a.m. at 1400 Alston in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker at auctioneers.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
There will be a public auction Sunday featuring furniture, woodworking equipment, tools, toys, and a car in Seneca at the community building. The vehicle is a 2014 Buick LaCrosse, 35,000 actual miles. Furniture includes a washer and matching dryer, dining room table with 4 swivel chairs, 6 recliners, dining room table with 6 chairs, china hutch, queen-size bedroom set, queen-size bed with 2 dressers, oak queen-size bed and dresser. Woodworking equipment and tools will include a 10-inch table saw, professional jointer, planer, bandsaw, drill press, compound miter box, router table, thickness planer, a bandsaw, upright sander, router, other miscellaneous equipment and tools. They will be selling toys. This sale for Alvin Hamas is Sunday, September 24th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Community Center in Seneca. Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct the sale.
biodegradable plastic mulch is an alternative to regular plastic mulch in crop production. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's being field tested this year as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Using black plastic mulch for growing fields of vegetable crops helps conserve moisture and suppresses weeds, but it's a pain to pull up at the end of the season. You also need a place to dispose it. Researchers at Iowa State University's Horticulture Research Station are testing various types of biodegradable plastic mulch on pepper plants. I was there in early August to learn more about the experiment. Ajay Nair is a vegetable extension specialist. He says they want to see how much of the biodegradable mulch is left and are also testing how it affects plant growth.
So far, things look okay. You can see some subtle differences in the height and the greenness, and we will be measuring some chlorophyll measurements here, plant height, stem diameter, to document more the science behind what's actually happening. We have also buried sensors in there to see how much of a temperature rise do we get using these mulches as compared to the traditional white and black plastic mulch. Soil temperature is another thing we are constantly measuring.
You'll pay about twice as much for biodegradable mulch compared to the regular plastic, but Nair says there are other cost savings and benefits.
One, labor in the fall. When all those high school kids have gone back to school, who is going to pull the plastic, right? That's a challenge. And then the landfill cost. And again, that environment-friendly thing, if you can show that you can just till it under, that's better.
The idea behind biodegradable plastic is that it's chewed up into bits by soil bacteria when it's tilled in. Nair says they don't expect it will degrade completely, but it should be enough that it doesn't hinder planting or other field operations in the spring. Learn more about biodegradable plastic mulch at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
so easy for life to get hectic, but I always try to keep myself in the mindset that God has called me to this moment. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. One way to help you live in the moment is to have a financial strategy in place. When you have a strategy for your finances, it can help eliminate stress when it comes to money so you can focus on what's most important to you. Maybe you're passionate about volunteering in the community or giving to your church. Perhaps you're focused on putting your kids through college, or maybe you're nearing retirement and are wondering what the next phase of your life will look like. Whatever your goals are, having a financial strategy that aligns with your values can help you live in the moment. It can also help you achieve financial clarity through each life stage, enabling you to live with more meaning and gratitude. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
Noting National Farm Health and Safety Week, today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Farm Health and Safety has its own special week, and this is it.
National Farm Safety and Health Week is actually one of the longest presidential proclamation weeks in the nation. FDR signed the first one back in 1944, and it's been continuous since then.
That's Dan Neenan of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety in Piasta, Iowa. Farming and ranching is one of the most dangerous occupations there is. Neenan says any health or injury situation that takes a farmer out of commission for a while can be disastrous.
It's not typically like there's another employee that's there on the family farm that can take over those jobs as you heal. They just don't get done to be able to do it. And of course, if there's a fatality, there's a gaping hole, and sometimes it leads to the sale of the family farm to do that. So that is our overall message.
Neenan says paying attention to farm safety is a job for non-farmers as well.
As we get into fall harvest season, the days are getting shorter, unfortunately, and there'll be farm equipment out on the road. We'll be sharing the road with the motoring public, and they need to understand we need to be out there doing that. We are big, we are slower in moving, and if they just have a little bit of patience with us, we can share the road and both get to where we're going safely.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Thursday, September the 21st. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. The Wisconsin Farmers Union sent 16 representatives to the recent National Farmers Union Washington, D.C. fly-in last week. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden says they spent time talking to lawmakers on topics that include the Farm Bill.
Yeah, that was one of our main talking points, and really want to see a farm bill get signed into law this year, certainly knowing that that's going to be a hard row to hoe because of the other budget issues that are going on right now, and then just the other issues that are going on within Congress and within the party debates between each other. It seems like the farm bill discussion is not high in center right now or the biggest priority.
However, following the discussions with lawmakers, he expects action on the farm bill by the end of the year.
Looking like probably can see something coming out of the Senate for sure before the end of the year. They're not going to get it done before the end of the current farm bill due to expire the 30th of September here. And looking like the Senate's definitely on pace to get something done before the end of the year. But right now, the House of Representatives is another question, just depending on how soon they can get current government shutdown issue taken care of.
Other topics discussed with lawmakers included trade, dairy labeling, and right to repair. The USDA released the results from the final year of a five-year study that observed how consumers prepared meals. The study observed food safety behaviors, including participants' thermometer use for ground pork sausage, hand washing, cleaning, and sanitizing food preparation surfaces. The most recent data shows that 87% of participants self-reported they washed their hands before starting to cook in the test kitchen. Let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
You spent the summer watching your crops grow, and now it's time for harvest. You're ready, but is your equipment? Whether you're repairing in the shop or have a breakdown in the field, Abilene Machine has the combine parts to get you running. Abilene Machine also understands the importance of getting parts shipped quickly and affordably, and they take that responsibility seriously. For augers, concaves, cutting parts, belts, and chains built to last and shipped fast, shop AbileneMachine.com. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers, even the one.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
The strong smell of manure in confined areas isn't good for your health, but sometimes it's what you don't smell in manure that's even worse. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Livestock, manure happens, and you need a place to put it, such as a manure pit or tank. The breakdown of manure in these storage areas is a natural biological process which produces and releases gases. Cheryl Scholes is an Extension Agricultural Safety and Health Specialist at the University of Wisconsin. She says there are a number of gases that could reach harmful levels if you're exposed to them too long. They include ammonia, carbon dioxide, methane, and hydrogen sulfide, which is the most concerning. It's a toxic gas, and at low levels can cause immediate health effects, even death.
It's that rotten egg smell. But our olfactory system gets taken over by that gas. We can smell it at very low concentrations, but then it takes over our sense of smell and we don't smell it.
These are the signs to watch for that indicate you need fresh air immediately.
The first sign always gets to be the eye irritation, tearing of the eyes, the headaches. You just kind of feel fatigued. You're getting a sense of dizziness or having problems focusing. When you get to, like for the hydrogen sulfide, 100 parts per million, that's considered immediately dangerous to life and health.
Scholes says the only way to know that your breathing space is safe in these areas is to use a gas monitor. It's also recommended to have good ventilation so there is a fresh mix of oxygen. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about monitoring and managing manure gas at agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply offers Nutrina and EDM feeds for pets and livestock. After Hours Feed Supply has 22 all-natural, 25 all-natural, and 2810 urea tubs on hand. Check these out at After Hours Feed Supply. Bob and Georgina Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if you remember this morning, things started off lower and lower, grains and livestock, and guess what? Things have not improved a whole lot since then. Here's what we're looking at right now. Corn for December, 475 and a quarter. That's down 7. March corn at 490 and a quarter. That's down 6.5. Kansas City wheat for December, 715. That's down 14. Kansas City wheat for March, 721 and a quarter. That's down 13 and a quarter. Oats for December, 422 and three quarters. That's down 13 and a quarter. March oats at 438. That's down 13 and a half. Looking at soybeans for November, 1294 three quarters. That's down 25 and a quarter. January soybeans, 1311 three quarters. That's down 24 and a half. Cotton for October, 85.02 is your current price. That's down 35 cents. December cotton at 86.49. That's down 37 cents right now. Looking at cattle, you're looking at live cattle for October, 185 even, $185 even, but that's down $1.77.5. Live cattle for December, 189.47. That's down $2 and a nickel. Feeder cattle for September, 253.20. That's down 97.5 cents. October feeders at 257.75. That's down $2.82.5. Crude oil for November, $90.02. That's up 36 cents. December crude at 88.68. That's up 34 cents. Let's take a look at gold for October, 19.20.80. That's down 27 dollars and 80 cents. Gold for December, 1938.70. That's down $28.30. And let's look at your market information for this Thursday from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Your Mid-America Network News is your source for news coverage across the Mid-America region. Hear the latest news stories across the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and even into the panhandle of Texas. From legislative coverage,
if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab,
local storm damage, and community events in your area, your Mid-America Network News will keep you in the know. Join us every day, all day long, right here with the Mid-America Network. News you can trust.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
All new for 2024, the Nordis Motor Company has the Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Colorado. It's four-wheel drive Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Trailblazer priced at $22,200 new and a 23 Chevy Malibu at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Kansas Forest Service is hosting a seed-to-saw open house for people to come and learn about different areas of forestry. Kansas Rural Forestry Program Coordinator Ryan Armbrust previews a few of the activities that will be taking place at the event. They will have hands-on learning opportunities for participants.
We've planted a whole lot of different kinds of trees there in our arboretum on the state office property. And it's a great opportunity to see a whole lot of different options and what they look like before you maybe go to your local nursery or garden center and select a tree for your own yard. But, you know, there's things we can do to maintain those trees to ensure that they're in our landscape, you know, functioning out there in that system for as long as possible and as healthy as possible. And some of that is pruning. Some of it is watering, weed control maintenance. And it's not always obvious from looking just at a publication, however great those publications are. So we're going to have some hands-on, you know, opportunities for people to take a look and see what we're talking about, you know, bring that practice right there to people.
He discusses how attendees will be able to learn about hazard trees and how to manage them.
Yeah, I think there's also a really great opportunity to learn what a hazard tree is. And that is a technical term the way we use it. And we've got a few members of our staff that are really qualified, literally qualified to make that. They're TRAQ, T-R-A-Q, tree risk assessment qualified. And there's a process that you go through to help understand what's the likelihood of failure, what's the likelihood of that tree, if it does fail, to cause, you know, certain types of harm if there's targets. So I think it'll be a really good opportunity to say, you know, not all trees that have a dead branch in them are a hazard tree, and not all trees that don't have any dead branches are not hazard trees. So I think it'll be pretty interesting to sort of walk through that process and learn about, you know, different species and how different tree defects can cause different species to be more or less, you know, potentially hazardous.
Armbrust also says what would be taking place after the event.
Yeah, so the forestry tours are sort of a tag on second phase of this event or second segment. We are going to have a food truck on site, so anybody who wants to show up for the open house can grab some lunch from the food truck before they go on those forestry tours. There is no charge for the open house, of course. You can just show up for that. For the tour portion in the afternoon, there is a registration fee that helps us recoup the cost of having some buses and transportation and things like that. But we're going to see a bunch of really interesting sites, I think, on the sort of the west side of Manhattan. There'll be three different stops, and we're going to focus on a little bit of a different aspect of what we do and who our partners are.
That was Rural Forestry Program Coordinator with the Kansas Forest Service, Ryan Armbrust, discussing what events will be taking place at their Seed to Saw open house on September 30th in Manhattan, Kansas. There will be activities for children to do, as well as an opportunity to meet Smokey Bear. To learn more about this event, go to www.kansasforest.org/events. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY 95.5 is your home for today's best country. Great songs from Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and tons of others. But what about the legends of country music?
Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied.
If you're hankering for some Hank,
why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Waiting for some Waylon?
Tell me one more time, just so I'll understand. Are you sure Hank done it this way?
Or even giddy for some Willie?
Blue sky, smile at me. Nothing but blue sky do I see.
Flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
So walk the line and tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
A classic country library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.